takes you beyond legal. This podcast is for general guidelines only, and the contents do not constitute as legal advice and should not be relied upon as such.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Budijaya On Air. As usual, my name is Kevin, I'll be your host today. Today we have a very special episode because, you know, usually I have one guest with me, but this time around I have two. With me I have an associate from Budijaya International Lawyers. I have Nini. Nini, say hello to everyone.
Hi everyone.
And I also have the counsel from Lawyer Indo. We have Joe here.
Hello everyone.
Fantastic. Before we start, maybe you can go over, Nini, can you tell us a little bit about your practice area at Budijaya International Lawyers?
Okay, so my practice area here in Budijaya International Lawyers involve around employment, foreign direct investment, and joint ventures.
Now Joe, you're a counselor at Lawyer Indo, right?
Yes.
So you do a little bit of everything essentially.
Yes,
it's quite an unorthodox position. Interesting and quite rewarding, to be honest.
Fantastic, that's great to hear. So listeners, for today's episode we're going to be talking about the government regulation in lieu of law on job creation, which was enacted by the Indonesian government at the tail end of December 2022. As you all know, there was a big hubbub of the government suddenly enacting that law. That law effectively supersedes the job creation law. And, you know, this was due to the Constitutional Court having declared the job creation law conditionally unconstitutional. And it, as part of their decision, they needed the law to be corrected and or amended within 2 years after the issuance of the Constitutional Court decision. Now, with the enactment of the new government regulation, we see a lot of debate, we see a lot of pros and cons, especially we see them in the labor movement. So today we're going to go over some of the more interesting points of the new government regulation. Now, first and foremost, as you may know, when there is a new law, there's a new government regulation that supersedes a pre-existing regulation, there's going to be transitionary provisions. There's going to be consequences as we transition from one law being in effect to the other. Now, with the new government regulation, what kind of transitional consequences are we looking at here?
All right. So, as Kevin said, there's several transitory consequences. So, on the enactment of the government regulations in lieu of law, basically all business licensing documents and or certificates would still be valid until their expiration dates, and then approval, sectoral licenses and certificates, or other documents issued by central government or regional governments prior to the enforcement of the job creation law will remain valid until their expiration dates. And that also is the same thing with the licenses for business entities that were established based on the job creation law. They will also be remain legal until the end of their establishment periods. And in terms of legal actions that have been taken by the government of Indonesia or any agencies that have been established based on the job creation law, will remain valid provided that they are still in accordance with the general government principles.
Well, if I could chime in, it's also a note to see that any ongoing businesses licensing applications will be processed in accordance with the provisions set under the Paragraph on Job Creation. And that one of the authorities in Indonesia, namely Indonesian Investment Authority, is established based on the job creation law. It will continue to operate in accordance with provisions set under the Perpu on job creation. And lastly, any implementing regulations to law that are amended by the Perpu on job creation, as well as any implementing regulations to job creation law, will remain valid, provided that they do not contravene any of the provisions set under the Perpu on job creation.
Okay, so anything, licenses, approvals based off of the previous law are still in effect until, you know, their natural expiration date. So
to speak. Correct.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to the actual amendment to the laws specifically in the manpower sector, because those tend to be the ones that are attracting the most debates. Now, there's a good amount of laws that were initially amended by the job creation law. I'm wondering whether there are significant amounts of additions in the new government regulation, or whether we're looking at essentially, you know, not that many amendments, and there's only a few ones that are new, that are newly introduced by this government regulation.
Yes. Well, the changes itself is not that many. It looks a lot because there's several amendments made by the job creation law that is reintroduced into the government regulations in lieu of law. But there are a number of amendments as well and new provisions that differs from the job creation law introduced by the government.
Gotcha. Okay. So sort of a mixed bag. Some of the more familiar stuff, like national security system law, for example, or social security agency. I think Joe was also talking about the protection of migrant workers law earlier off mic. They're essentially identical,
yes, exactly,
right, to the previous amendments by the job creation law. Okay, but we are going to be talking about the actual new amendments. And what the three of us talked about earlier was essentially there's three main ones that are of note. There's the first one is regarding outsourcing, second is regarding minimum wage, and then short-term employment agreement. Let's go through them fairly quickly. And you know, compare the manpower law, job creation law, and the purple on job creation. So we're going to start with outsourcing. So either one of you can you run us through what's different in the new government regulation? Because there's bound to be, for example, like maybe there's an article that they just took out in the job creation law. Maybe they reintroduced this. Is such a thing extant in the new government regulation?
Yes, Kevin, you are right. That is exactly what is going on with the provisions for outsourcing. So previously in the manpower law, in Article 64, so a company may subcontract part of its work to another company under a written agreement of working contract or a written agreement for the provisions of, you know, worker labor. But job creation law removed the article, so it does not regulate anything about outsourcing, but the Purple One Job Creation reintroduced the article providing that, adding that government will determine the part of the work allowed for outsourcing, and then they also added that article addressed the term part of the work, mm-hmm. which will be regulated under a forthcoming government regulation. So we're looking into another regulations that will, you know, regulate on the type of work that can be outsourced.
Okay. So there, it's fair to say there's probably going to be some points that are a little vague, and it's only going to be clarified in the wake of this new government regulation,
correct,
more implementing regulations.
Yes, they're trying to make it more adaptable to the current economic situation, because we, as we may recall, that the government is now currently focusing on increasing the economic growth rate, and this regulation actually supports that, in my opinion.
Gotcha. Okay. So a little more adaptability compared to the initial job creation law. Next, we're going to talk about the minimum wage provision. Apparently, that's a little more interesting. There's a little more meat in terms of how the new government regulations differs from the manpower law and the job creation law. So, can one of you tell me what's new? What does the government regulation regulate on in terms of minimum wage? Are there new stipulations, new provisions? What are we looking at here?
Well, with regards to the minimum wage, the manpower law itself does not originally provide any provisions regulating the matter. But it's interesting to note that the job creation law provides that provincial minimum wage must be stipulated by the governor. And the governor may stipulate regency or city level minimum wage, and it's based on certain conditions, such as regional economic growth and inflation within the relevant regency or city. But the purpose on job creation, or the new law, removed the phrase certain conditions to stipulate minimum wage in regency or city level, rather provide that the stipulation of minimum wage in regency or city level shall be implemented if the calculation of the regency city level minimum wage is higher than the calculation of provincial minimum wage. So it's actually very interesting to see this change in the new law, and the new law requires that regency or city level minimum wages to be stipulated in line with certain conditions, and that said conditions do not include regional economic growth and inflation within the relevant city regency. And furthermore, the purple on job creation introduced a new variable in the calculation of minimum wage, which was previously only variables that relate to economic growth or inflation. Now it becomes variables that relate to economic growth, inflation, and certain indices. This is a new phrase in the new law, and this extends the calculation variable, which formula will be addressed under forthcoming government regulation. So, to make things short, the government is trying to make things more adaptable to the economic situation, and it is also interesting to note that in 2022, the government, or through the Minister of Manpower, issued Regulation Number 18 on the determination of minimum wages, which used such index as part of the calculation formula. So, and the new law, the PERPU, basically said that this regulation still prevails.
Gotcha. Okay. And if I'm not mistaken, we also had like a previous regulation who talked about those indices, right? There was the old regulation number 18 from the Minister of Manpower that talked about the determination of minimum wages for 2023 as a part of the calculation formula. So that's about it for minimum wage. Last point, we're going to be talking about short-term employment agreement, because that did come up in a lot of the arguments against the new government regulation. So what are the main points that are like causing this rejection from people in the labor movement?
Maybe one of the reasons that I note from, especially from the labor movement, is the extension of the short-term agreement. So in the differences between the provisions regarding the short-term employment agreement from the manpower law to job creation itself, it's also controversial, because in the new in the job creation law, the employer could extend the agreement, the work agreement, short-term agreement, indefinitely. So the employer does not have any sort of incentive to hire them as a long-term employee, and that actually creates lots of controversies. And one of the reasons why now, after the new law was enacted by the government, is that the labor movement actually hoped that the government would change this approach to policy regarding the employment, but actually they circumvent the mechanisms available now. With the new law, they retain such arrangement for the short term.
I see. So a lot of workers are going to end up, you know, having those provisions used against them effectively and suffering from a lot of uncertainty.
Yes.
Especially because if it's short term, the government, their employers can set up a period for as long as and brief as they want. So long as, you know, the work fits the definition of non-permanent, right?
But it's also worth to note that there are no amendments, so it's actually the same with
the job creation law.
As job creation law.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess it's fair to say that there's a decent amount of the provisions from the job creation law that have effectively just been retained, right? And then some provisions that were removed and then added back again in the new government regulation. Okay, so I think that brings us fairly nicely to the end of our podcast. Maybe each of you could share a few parting words, maybe some conclusion remarks to as a send-off for our listeners.
I guess for me is that, well, essentially it's correct, Kevin. Like, a lot of the adjustment made is just, you know, similar to the one in the job creation law, but also there are certain points that maybe businesses need to pay attention to, such as the minimum wage and things about, let's say, the short-term agreement, employment agreement. They also need to pay attention to that. And maybe be on the lookout for another or following government regulations, because I think there will be quite a lot of government regulations to further regulate on the manpower sector to make things clearer. So businesses need to look out for that as well. Yeah.
I would like to add, if I may, that even though that the proposed operation has been issued and advised, the Indonesian law actually requires the People's Representative Council to approve of it. So it's actually it's a kind of a wait and see situation, mm-hmm. whether this still retains or that we should, or that if the Representative Council does not agree, that we should. Be also in the lookout for another change in the law itself.
Okay, thank you so much, Joe and Nili. Well, as Joe mentioned, it's sort of a wait and see situation, so we're going to wait and see whether or not we're going to have the two of you back on next time if there's some more developments from the People's Representative Council. Because Joe's here, this is also going to be a bit of a feed drop because we're going to have this episode on the Lawyer Indo podcast stream as well, in addition to on the Budijaya On Air page. So thank you very much, everyone, for listening. As usual, if you require any legal assistance or if you have any further questions regarding the new government regulation on job creation, you can reach out to us at cr@budijaya.law. That's cr@budijaya.law. Thank you very much. I'll see you at the next episode of Budijaya On Air. Bye-bye.
Has been Budijaya On Air. Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss an episode by clicking the follow button and make sure you subscribe to our website www.budijaya.law for more content like this.